This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs. What do an investigation into drug trafficking and an unpaid storage unit in a South Denver suburb have in common? Well, they both led to Colorado Springs, Colorado's single largest seizure of fentanyl last week. Federal, state, and county officials said yesterday that a coordinated effort led to the discovery of $1.7 million in fentanyl pills in a storage unit that was auctioned for non-payment. That's because the Colorado Bureau of Investigation had arrested its owner earlier this year. The DEA Special Agent David Oleski says the seizure was, quote, record-breaking.
While there are countless captivating storylines that I don't doubt will be generated by this fentanyl seizure, from its record-breaking amount to a made-for-TV episode of Storage Wars, the bottom line is this seizure represents countless lives saved.
DEA says the arrests and drugs are connected to the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico. Officials say a large-scale survey of the Colorado River last month confirms a stretch of the river is infested with invasive zebra mussels. That's from the confluence of its Eagle River tributary in Colorado all the way to the Utah border. Colorado wildlife officials partnered with several agencies to sample around 200 locations across 200 river miles, including the Eagle, Roaring Fork, and Gunnison. Officials say they'll continue sampling for mussels through Thanksgiving. Colorado River also runs through parts of Utah, Wyoming, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona, and California. Recent sampling efforts also confirmed the presence of mud snails in another